News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
London's Adam Silverstein is calling out what he sees as the greatest societal ill of the 21st century. This is the rise of speakerphone conversations in public. Whether it's someone chatting to their mum or giving a play-by-play of their weekend drama, we've all been unwilling eavesdroppers to this. This is, I believe, called sodcasting. It's when you're stuck beside somebody who's either playing music or chatting on speakerphone and you are held hostage in a train carriage
or
whatever.
I'm not sure it's the greatest society.
I would agree with you that it's not the greatest one.
But it is a
Donald Trump is the greatest one.
Have you a view, Pat Kenny, who has just joined us, have you a view on sodcasting, as it's called?
I think people think they're invisible, number one.
Oh, yeah.
When they're talking intimately with somebody loudly.
Oh, don't want
But
that.
Secondly, and I heard this discussed the other day, headphones now are no longer wired to your phone, so you have to put earbuds in which have to be charged. So if you have no charge in your earbuds, you listen on the speaker. Simple.
Whatever happened to putting the phone to your ear?
Yeah, let us know what you think. 087-1400-106. PK, what is coming up in
Minister for Education
minutes?
Helen McEntee will be talking to us in the face of threatened strike by the ASTI and the TUI. We'll be talking about a condition which I'm sure Ciara is very familiar with, hyperhidrosis. That's a question for you now, as a former GP.
Yes, indeed. Sweating.
Excessive
sweating.
The
Botox.
Epidemic. Botox, yeah, it does work, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
There are other treatments as well. Anyway, we were talking about that. The epidemic of shoplifting all around the country, not just in Dublin, and the latest from Rome as we just watched the Pope's body being laid in repose in St. Peter's Basilica. That's on screen at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll get the latest security, all the leaders coming in, and Trump aforementioned among them.
All right. All that coming up on PK in about 19 minutes or so. Thanks for that, Pat.
Now we are joined by Esther McCarthy with this week's Red Carpet Roundup. Esther, of course, lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Good morning to you, Esther.
Good morning, Ciara. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. Beyonce's mother worried about the impact that fame is having on her children. Let's have a little listen. Tina Knowles, she's written some kind of a tell-all or probably tell very little memoir. Is that right, Esther?
Yeah, Matriarch, she's calling it, offering a sweeping look at her journey from her childhood. So, of course, she's going to be talking about her very famous children, Beyoncé and Solange. But this, actually, I think a lot of people can identify with. She says that while they were born to perform, she kind of wishes that the next generation, her grandkids, didn't have to grow up under the spotlight. So she's saying that Beyoncé and Jay-Z, who, to be fair, do seem to be very private about their home life and are doing their best, besides putting Blue Ivy on the stage. But, you know, in terms of interviews and all that, she says they're doing an amazing job as parents. And a funny quote, I thought, Ciara, she said, the truth is they spent abnormal amount of time with their children. Like,
oh,
what's
really?
Abnormal amount of time? You know what I mean? And that they're doing.
Yeah, there's something very interesting in she wishes that her grandkids weren't in the spotlight. When her own kids were in the spotlight from pretty young, weren't they?
They were, but to be fair, it's a very different place now compared to when Beyoncé was growing up. And that's her kind of point, saying like she was born to do it. She couldn't keep her from singing, that it was all she wanted to do. And I suppose the online negativity, the public scrutiny, that kind of stuff, probably you were able to shield people back in the, you know, when Beyoncé was coming up, whereas the grandkids are just,
yeah, fair enough.
It's a whole different ballgame, yeah.
Elsewhere in America, Elizabeth Hurley has made an unexpected match.
Don't tell my heart, my achy-breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand.
Yeah, what's that? Billy Ray Cyrus. I actually thought this story when I saw it first was that Elizabeth Hurley had hooked up with Miley Cyrus, and I thought it was a much more exciting story, actually.
That would actually be more believable, because I kind of had to read this a couple of times as well. This is a couple I would not have put together. Although I actually did see the movie that they were apparently met on. It was a Christmas movie called Christmas Paradise, and it was in 2022. It was possibly the worst film I've ever saw in my life, but it was one of those thrown down in front of the TV with too much turkey in me. But they apparently met then, and they've gone public. So Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley, like cowboy boots and scarves, like silk scarves,
Hermes scarves and cowboy boots. Look, they have the same hair though, so they look like they kind of match. But anyway, and finally, let's do the time warp again. Jennifer Zamparelli taking to the stage soon. Is this right?
It is indeed, and we're all very excited. She's going to take on the narrator role in the upcoming run for the Irish run of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Can you, like, I just can't get my head around it. It's brilliant. And Jason Donovan is going to be slipping into his fishnets to be the main character, Frank Infurter, only for certain dates, I think, probably only for the Dublin dates. But she says that she's equally part excited and terrified, which is probably the right energy for Rocky Horror. And she's actually worked with Jason before. Like, she's well able to sing, in fairness, Jennifer. They both worked previously on stage as well for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
In fairness to her, she is a great comic actress. I mean, Bridget Naiman, she's very, like, she actually is really talented.
Amazing. And she kind of says herself, she just say yes to everything, which, you know, you got to admire. Like, so yeah, looking forward to that.
Great stuff. Thank you for that, Esther. We will talk to you next week with your red carpet roundup.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.